Yeah. Honey Hidemi Smiler is with us for a corridor. We met Honey last week, and of course she's got a very prominent role in sports broadcasting now with Sky Sport, but also has been a long time kaimahi for the Halberg Trust. Each week, just going to have a little corridor about different matters concerning sport. Honey, tenakwe, thanks for joining us on the program again. Kia ora.
Hi, kia ora. More than a thousand be back on again. And yeah, I'm coming to you guys.
Got a bit of a scratchy phone there today, there, sister. I might dial you back. Would you mind?
Okay.
Okay. Bye. Yep. Thanks very much. Won't be a moment, friends. Let's take a little bit of Waiata while we dial her back. That line was, as you could hear, pretty scratchy. I think we're right now a bit aligned to Honey. Where are you today, Honey?
I'm coming from out of Pitaruru, actually. Come home to my hometown and spent the week down here.
Ka pai. Well, look, just because I know you're such a champion of women's sport, I know that this week they're talking about the Women's World Cup. This, of course, is football, soccer, a game that you or I played, probably. But it's going to be a big gig, isn't it, for Aotearoa to host. And also, I see that our women's team did well in their second game against Canada, going down 5-0 first time, and then I think it was a 1-0 loss the second time around. But what do you make of New Zealand having the hosting rights for the FIFA Women's World Cup 2023?
Yeah, well, I think it's huge. I mean, it's one of three major events that the women are going to be hosting. Obviously, we've got the soccer, the cricket, and the rugby all happening. So, football is such a massive sport worldwide. And so it's going to bring a lot of attention to New Zealand and specifically to the female game, which interesting we start this corridor because, football, soccer, as we call it back here, is probably not a common sport that we have our young Māori players sort of taking up in the likes and all really sort of heading through all those pathways. But I did, a story did capture me this week about a young wahine, Te Rere Moana Walker. Now, they just announced her recent signing with the new Wellington Phoenix women's football team. And they're playing in their debut season in the A-League women's competition. And it's going to their team is going to be, although they're Wellington, they're going to be based over New South Wales when they kick off this competition. And this young Te Rere Moana Walker is the only Māori wahine to be signed with this team currently. She's from Ngāti Hauā, Ngā Puhi as well. Only 17 years old. I think she's due to turn 18 very soon. She's actually lived most of her life over in Aotearoa. She went over there when she was 5, and where she moved there was only football available. So she's sort of come through the ranks over there and then been snapped up by the new coach for the Wellington Phoenix, Gemma Lewis, I think her name is. And yeah, I just thought, oh, this is great. You know, she'll really act as a role model to really start for other young Māori girls to see who, you know, now be a professional player with the Wellington Phoenix team. She'd been training alongside, she'd actually been trying to get into the Newcastle Jets and being part of their academy until she got the call for the Wellington Phoenix, and it was an automatic yes for her to really, I suppose, connect her to her Aotearoa roots. And she has previously captained the New Zealand under-17 side, and she's been in the mix of them for a while. I know she was invited to train with the Football Ferns prior to the Olympics as well. So, yeah, it's just really proud to see a young Māori wahine, jumping that being signed as the only Māori so far in this A-League women's competition for the Wellington Phoenix.
Yeah, that's great to see. Thanks for keeping your eye on that stuff for us as well, Honey. Good stuff. Well, we come from the States as well. The States could play a big future in international rugby, but whacking them 104-14 wasn't a great look for them. And maybe more needs to be done to encourage the international game. Many calling for the States to one day host a World Cup. Well, now we're heading to Wales this time around as well, and the All Blacks on their international tour. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the result for the USA game was much of a surprise, but I think the key thing that came out of that was the way the Americans do sports over there, you know, and it's such a celebration. It's not necessarily all about what's going on the field. And just listening to a lot of the interviews with the boys, the All Blacks, after the fact, they were just blown away by the atmosphere and how the fans and the supporters really get in behind sports over there. And they said, you know, it's just incredible how they celebrate sport, and it's very unique. I mean, I know playing over there with the Sevens and being in Houston, yeah, it's just such a, it's like a really big party, but it's, you know, such a huge family environment. I think back here in New Zealand, we're very staunch sports people, so we're all about the game, and that's great. But yeah, that was really cool. Again, when the All Blacks heading out to Wales, it's going to be an interesting result, I think, again, but not a surprising one. I think the way our men are playing at the moment, yeah, I think they're unstoppable, really. And it's just been a few recent articles around, you know, they've been away for so long now, they're starting to really sink in. So it just gives them, I think, a bit more motivation and determination to really get out there and put everything out on the field.